The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
All right, Bill Barty, we're here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're just about to survive the hot and sweaty season, and guess what next season is?
Uh-oh.
Hurricane season. Soon going to be September. Now, the good news in September, of course, is does start to cool off. We do get some precipitation, and dove season sneaks up on us.
Is that not it? It is sneaking up rapidly. Now,
especially this year.
Yeah, because the season is kind of quagmired. Usually it's the Saturday, it's the first Saturday in September, right?
Right.
But this year, the first Saturday in September is actually August 31st. Now, that's kind of a joke because Labor Day is September 2nd, so it was always the Saturday before Labor Day. And it's not going to work out this year.
Yeah, they're doing something strange.
They moved it. So they moved it to, actually, Labor Day. That is going to be the opening day, September 2nd. And it will be here before you know it. So everybody get ready for a little bit of dove season. And reports are, Don, the biologists in both North and South Carolina are reporting that it should be a really good dove season.
I think we're going to need some cooler weather to make that happen.
Well, and that's going to be it. In fact, from South Carolina, the open day of dove season is always synonymous with the introduction of fall, but also the hot weather. And they recently had a preseason morning dove survey. And upon completion of that, the biologist, at least according to Michael Hook, coordinator for South Carolina DNR's small game program, was quoted as saying the current estimated dove population should provide very good September hunts, provided that there's no adverse weather events, unquote. That would be the hurricane part, I guess.
All right, so we don't have to worry about them migrating in. They're already here, apparently.
I guess so. That's what they say. I haven't. You said you hadn't seen a lot.
I've not seen a lot down on my farm, but then I've kind of kept the pastures mowed down this year, and there's no Johnson grass going to seed, so that happens to be one of the things they love to dine on, at least at my house. And I didn't plant a dove field, so I guess there's no reason for them to be there.
Hey, that's one of the requirements, is you can't bait these fields. You have to do ordinary agricultural practices.
Right, which is planting a dove field and mowing it for them. But you can't take it out of a bag and put it out there for them. Not allowed.
There's nuances to that, right?
Yeah, well, you got to grow it.
You got to grow it. Later on, we're going to talk.
No, you can't grow it in Missouri and bring it here. You got to grow it where it is. Sunflowers and millet, their favorite ice cream and cake.
Mm.
Little doves can't resist them.
Hey, speaking of ice cream and cake, let's talk a little bit about cheeseburgers. Later on in the program, we're going to go down to Sanibel Island, one of your favorite places to go.
Now you're talking key lime pie.
Key lime pie. You had me at key lime pie.
There you go. I'm in. Doc Ford's for key lime pie after a day of shelling at Sanibel and Captiva.
We'll talk about that day of shelling, the treasures that you can find. We will talk about cheeseburgers in paradise, and maybe we can just eat key lime pie right here and right now. Also, we will talk about dove hunting because the CCA guys are going to have a dove hunt. In fact,
wait,
two
wait a minute
dove
now.
Hunts.
They're fishing guys.
I know. So stay tuned to the Carolina Outdoors to find out what that means.
That means the doves are fairly safe.
Are they coming?
Maybe not.
Joe Neely's going to be joining us here to talk a little bit about that. And Don, we've got an event at Jesse Brown's. Let me take just a quick moment to say this. Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's is going to be Thursday, September 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure. We have three 20-minute stories that are going to be taking place. Several years ago, one of our storytellers, Dr. Tom Watson, came in and talked about his adventures, not just as a veterinarian here in Charlotte, but also his personal adventures as well. Well, he's going to be joining us here on the program to talk a little bit about our pet welfare out there in the heat, but especially the dangers that pond water, less circulating pond or lake water,
right,
is putting forth out there.
Blue-green algae causing a lot of deaths in canines.
Well, that's one of the things the hot weather brings this time of year is this bloom that occurs, and we have a severe bloom going on that is very toxic. So what that means for us as people, but especially what it means for our animals. Because, of course, if you or I get sick, we don't go to the vet. But it's tempting sometimes to
trust Tom Watson all day long.
Anyway, that's what we have in store on the program. We're glad that you are joining us. Hey, and while we're here, Don, along with dove season coming up, we have a tailgate kickoff because it goes hand in hand with college football. So over at Jesse Brown's, August 31st from 11 to 3. Come on down for drinks, greens, hot dogs, and college football.
A chili cheese dog in paradise.
Man, just call it all the way. But the upstairs outdoor store over in Sharon Corners, Jesse Brown's, wants to be your host. So drop that by for a dog, a drink, and a little bit of outdoor outfitting all at Jesse Brown's. We'll be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors right after this.